But first, a few questions and ask Catherine. I got another question about the Iraqi dinar scheme for those of you who are too busy doing relevant and important things. There has been a real effort to persuade people that they can make hundreds of millions of dollars and hit the lotto on a reintroduction of the Iraqi dinar. I'm constantly getting questions about this. Franklin Sanders is also constantly getting questions about this. Here's the reality. If you look deeply behind the descriptions of what's going on, what you're talking about is a financial play designed to make money from the conquest of a country and the genocide of a people. And frankly, to me, that has a highly negative return to the whole ecosystem. And if you look at the sort of people engaged in what they're talking about a get-rich-quick scheme that more often than not loses money to the investors. So it's basically, if you look at the Solari model, it's a lose-lose on both of the sort of two tests. We like to make money for the ecosystem as a whole, and we like to make money for ourselves. The theory that the people who engineer these kind of frauds are going to let the outsiders in on big windfall profits is not likely. So every once in a while, we see a get-rich-quick scheme that works, and of course, that's to keep everybody on the hook and harvested. And what I have to tell you is you're much better off finding a legitimate way to add value and make money. And please don't ask me ever again about the Iraqi dinar scheme, because it's offensive both to me as a human being and also as an investor.